Hey yo, Eric Washington here. This video was originally supposed to be posted last night, but there were some issues with the recording and I figured out why, which is actually good. It keeps me on a timeline, on an agenda. So apparently the app I use to edit can't process over 5 minutes. So I had this really long vlog and it was not working. The processing was horrible, but this is good. Now I know my limit is 5 minutes. So let's get to it. My name's Eric Washington. Life update, it is Sunday, January 31st, approximately 7:46 a.m. Great sunny day, and I'm good, I'm happy. The last time I made a video, it was during the pandemic, or the height of the pandemic, where we were all locked down. And I made a video on preparedness, which was, oddly enough, somewhat unprepared. And I looked crazy. My beard was untamed, my hair was shorter, but didn't look as healthy, in my opinion. It just looked, it was wild. But today, I want to talk about friendship. Because in my late 20s, I'm not where I thought I would be, both career-wise, money-wise, and not friendship-wise. So I have an open letter that I would like to read about my current state of friendship. Originally, this open letter was going to be about a time where I saw a family member of mine. They were in the hospital for a really major surgery. And long story short, none of their friends that they sacrificed so much for came to visit. I thought that was really crazy. That was really messed up. But maybe that one I'll talk about later, but this one's a little more timely, so I want to talk about it now. So here's the open letter. I often think about my life and the friends I made along the way. I'm at a point in my life where all my friends are distant, both because of a pandemic and because we each have taken different paths in life. I will admit I have burned bridges, but it does not make me any less confused about how I have gotten here in this point in my life. Many of my friendships are mere remnants, only survived by long-standing connections on social media. It is said that social media keeps you connected, but it has only reminded me that I hardly get to see anyone in person these days. It's been so long since I have shared a drink or two with someone other than my significant other. That is not to say that my significant other is not one of my best friends, but it is to say that I have not had a fraternal experience in such a long time. I often think about where I went wrong along the way. My friends from high school are all still close. Friends from college are all still close. My friends post-college all have other circles that they can spend time with when we're not together. Me, I'm just here, existing, or at least that's what it feels like. This is not to say I hate it, but I do feel like something is missing. In a world of solutions to this issue, I wonder if I am the problem. Do I have severe social anxiety that has gone undiagnosed? Or have I become a human that is bad at making connections? And most importantly, keeping them. It is said you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. However, what does that mean for people who struggle to keep up with 2 or even 3 people? I was told one time that your network is your net worth. So what does that mean for people who are struggling to make ends meet? The proverbial ends meet. Are we worthless? I used to pray to be more lonesome and silent. As a kid, I always got in trouble for talking too much. The irony is, I was trying to bring joy to my classroom. I was trying to be the social creature I was told we as humans were supposed to be. Maybe somewhere along the line, I was becoming overwhelming. I wonder, had I never been disciplined for trying to make connections as a kid, would I have prayed for solitude as a teenager and therefore been lonely as an adult? I don't know. So those are my thoughts. Those are my concerns, and I'm here, living. I don't have much time left on my timer, but that's me. That's 5 minutes of Eric Washington and my thoughts. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring about what I have to say, if you do care. At the end of the day, this isn't to become a super mega star. This isn't to become a breath of fresh air on social media. This is just to show people that I existed, that I was here, that I had thoughts, I had worries, I had concerns. And hopefully I drop a few gems along the way. Hopefully I'm relatable to whoever is watching this in the screen. Hopefully. But at the end of the day, I guess this is just to show a little bit of my humanity on the screen. Anyways, this is me. This is Eric Washington. Thank you for your time. Catch me on the next vlog. Have a good one.